The Omrim Lifneim Divrei Shiros Vishizbachis. They used to say, like Shiros Vishizbachis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They used to give back Shir praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says it means Zorkin Oysom Kapi Mala. They would be throwing upwards their torches. Or Makabin Oysom, like jogging with it. And they would receive the torches.
Yeah.
And the Leviim had their kinnur, had their harps. So says the Leviim bechinoris over the volim, that's the loris, over matzaltim, that's the cymbals, over chatzaitzroit, that's the trumpets, over chlishir and other types of musical instruments. Below mispar, without a limit, they had many of them. Now al chonesh, that's what Leviim had, all these instruments. B'shas the shir, when they were singing by the simcha of Beis HaShoeva. Now al chonesh asara milos, on the 15 steps, hayordos, that were going down, me ezras Yisrael le ezras noshim. There were 15 steps going down from the top ezras Yisrael to the down ezras noshim. Kineged chonesh asara milos le shir amalosin shel betilim. Kineged the 15 shir amalosin that there were in Tilim. The last 15 Shir Malasim, and that's what they sing by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. Shaleim Leviim Oimdim, on these 15 steps, the Leviim used to stand, Bechli Shir, with these instruments, the Oimrim Shira, and they would say Shira then, by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. The Omdu Shnei Kahanim B'Shar Elyon, and two Kahanim were standing by the top gate, by the Shar Elyon, Sheyorid Miezras Yisrael Yezras Noshim, that top gate that was leading to come down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, Ushnei Chatzoitzras B'Yodayim, and they had two trumpets in the hand. Now Koro HaGever, the caller used to call out, Tiku V'Riyah V'Tiku, make a Tkiyah, blow the Shofar, then Hariyah, make a Trua, then V'Tiku, blow it again. Hegiya L'Malo Asiris, then when they came down to the tenth step, Tiku again, they would blow again the shofar v'riyu, and again make a trua. V'taku will blow again. Hegiyu liyazor. Then they came down to the ezras noshim again. Tiku v'riyu v'tiku. Then some of the gears say giyu l'karka tiku v'riyu l'kavetaku. When they came down to the ground, they also had again a tkiya, a trua, and a tkiya. Now while you take in v'holchin, they would keep on blowing the shofar. Atshe megiyin l'shar hayotzim mizrach, until they came to the gate that you leave the azor on the east side. When they came to the gate that lets you go out on the Mizrach side, they turned their faces around, from the east to the west. The Amru, like before they were leaving the Azor, the Beis Hamikdash, they turned their faces backwards and said like this, our fathers that were in this place, their backs were toward the Hechel, O Pneyim Kedma, and their faces were towards the east side. O Mishtachvim Kedma, La Shemesh, they will be bowing down to the Shemesh, to the sun. Like Rashi says, that the Beis Harishon, by the first Beis Hamikdash, Hayu Kaifrin, they were Kaifrin Hashem, they didn't believe in Hashem. Lohoyu Pneyim Labayis, they didn't face towards the Beis Hamikdash. El Achareim, the back was to the Heichel. So that's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. So they said, like, we're not doing that like our fathers did, but we all know Lekha, we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einenu, our eyes are towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda said like this, they said, Hoyu Shainin, they was repeated, but Yehuda said like this, Onu Lekha, U Lekha Einenu, we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our eyes are also towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mora says, Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this, Mi shloi ro simcha beis haShoeva. Whoever did not see the simcha beis haShoeva, loi ro simcha miyomav. He never saw a simcha. He didn't see what happiness really means. Mi shloi ro Yerushalayim b'sefarta. Whoever did not see Yerushalayim when it's beautiful, when it's teferis, when it's greatness, loi ro krach nechmad. Never saw a beautiful city. Miyolam like ever. No, he never saw a beautiful city the way Yerushalayim used to look. Whoever did not see the Beis Hamikdash when it was built up, never saw a nice building in his life. Zemar says, Mahi, which Beis Hamikdash are we talking about? This is the binyan that Hurdis fixed up. So Rashi says, Mai means Ezim in Abinyonim shall Shloim Yoshin Chemia Ben Chaklia, or shall Hurdis. Shesasu Bano, Hurdas also broke down the Beis Hamikdash and built it up again. So where it says now it means when Hurdas built up the Beis Hamikdash. The Omar Rav said like this, the Avna Shisha, he had, that means marble, like it had a color of yellow, Avna Shisha, Umimomo. And some say also was like with white marble. And Nikodiyami, some say, Biavna Shisha Kuchla. Some say, no, this marble had another color to it. It was like a red. It was a red color to it. Umirma. And also this white. Now, Afik Shofa. Some say it means yellow and blue and white it had on it. Kits was colorful marbles. Now, Afik Shofa, V'ayil Shofa. It was like one row was coming out and one row was going in. Ki echad l'kabli sida. In order to be able to put good plaster there and hold it in place. Now, sova l'mishoyim b'dahava. What he wanted to do was smear the whole outside of it with gold. After he made it look beautiful, he wanted to make it more beautiful and put gold on the whole outside. His omru lei rabbonin said, shafku, leave it alone. T'hochi shapet tzvei. It's nicer the way it is right now that you have this seed, the white line. T'mischazi ki'adurta. It looks like the waves of the sea. So that's a nicer thing, looking like the waves of the sea, that's nicer. So Rashi learns, Kigali Yam Shahavonim Mishunim Barayim, these stones look different, Zumizu, Vainayim Hamastaklas Bem Shaitas Niras Kilogaliyam Hey Nodivinoin. Looking at these beautiful stones, make it look as if the waves are moving. So it's nicer the way it is right now. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda used to say, "Mishloi roi the Yafustin shel Achsandria shel Mitzrayim." Whoever did not like two big palaces that were made there in Mitzrayim, two big places, is whoever did not see this is loi roi bechvoidim shel Yisrael. Never saw what it really means to see the kvoidim shel Yisrael, the honor of Yisrael. Omru, they said, "Kemin besilki gedel," was like a tremendous big room. Hoiso satir lufnim misatir. Means lishiva sorim shalach sandri shochu. Rashi said, no, there were two different places where they would sit, two different roles. They would sit one inside the other, like one platform inside another platform. Pomim shohu bo shishim revuya shishim revuya. Keflayim ki yetzim trayim. It fit twice as many people that went out of yetzim trayim, twice as much as 600,000. Vohoyu bo aleph ayin kitidroya shozov. It had like 71 like chairs made out of gold. Keneged Ayin Aleph Shel Sanhedrin Gedola. Keneged the 71 that were part of the Sanhedrin Gedola. Kol Achas V'Yachas Eina Pchusa Mi'Eschrim V'Yechad Revuya Kikri Zov. Each one did not have less than 21,000 kikri of gold. Uv'Yomer Shel Eitz Uv'Bimer Shel Eitz B'Em Tziusa. There was a bimer made out of wood in the middle of it. The chazan in the middle of the shul, like the chazan akneses oimadaleh, and the chazan was standing in the middle of this bima. The hasudrin biyadu, and had like a handkerchief in his hand. The chivun shegil anas homin, when it came with the shliach tzibul, and it was like saying over Shemon Esrei, and it came time for the people to enter homin, it was like the end of the bracha, so everybody couldn't hear the shliach tzibul. It was such a big room. Is haloi meinet besudu, he would like shake the handkerchief. The cholon oimen homin. The cholam oim onen. Everybody would answer amen. They would know that's the time he finished the bracha. All right, the turnover. Right. So in the Nerz, there was such a big shul there that not everybody could hear the shliach tzibur when he said over the Shemon Esrei. So therefore, they had to have signs to know when he finished the bracha that people could answer amen. And even though you have to know on which bracha you're saying amen on, they knew, like they followed and they knew, this is the first bracha Magen Avraham. They knew the second bracha, the third bracha. So they're following along. Even though they couldn't hear it, but they were following, they knew on which bracha they were saying amen now. Flohoyu Yoishvin Mu'urvin, they did not sit together. Elazahavim Bifniyatzma, not everybody sat together. But the people that work with the gold, goldsmith, sat in one place. People that work with silversmiths sat by themselves. The people that work with nefachim stam blacksmiths sat by themselves. And the people that made with metalwork sat by themselves. People that were weavers sat by themselves. When a poor person would come in there, he would know exactly which people to go to, like which people are doing which type of work, what their business is. The nitnu l'shom, he would go there, umishom panasosoi, and from that he would get enough panasa to live from. Upanasa sanche beis, he would have enough to feed his mishpacha from that also. So what it means to say, when the poor man came, so he knew exactly where to go to. Like the poor man, let's say he wanted to be a blacksmith. So he knew to which people to go to ask them to give them a job, and from them he got a job and was able to mafanas to support his family. If he wanted to be a goldsmith or to be a silversmith, he knew exactly which place to go, where to ask, to get like a job, and from that he had enough panosam to feed himself and to feed his whole mishpacha. Verses Omar Abaya, Abaya says, V'chulhu katlinu alexandris muktim. Alexandris muktim killed out all these people. This Russia went to kill out everybody. My time, Yanshe, what was the chet that they did? Why did they deserve to all be killed out? Sumara says, Mishum di avri ahaykro. Because the Eden then, what being over this avera, this posik. The posik says, Lo yisesifun loshub derech hazeh. You're not supposed to return back to this place. You're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim anymore. So since they came back to live in Mitzrayim, that was the chet, that's why they got all killed out. And they did return to this place, that's why they got killed out. Mor says, Ki osi, when he finally came in, this muktim, when he came, Ashrechtinu dehevikor b'sifro. He saw them reading from the pasuk that said like this, Yisa Hashem Melech, Hashem will bring Goyen nation Merochot from faraway place. Somewhere he said, as Muktim said, like I'm the nation coming to kill them out, he said like this, Hahu Gavri Boy Lemesa Sefinto Vyasar Yoima. Really should have taken us to journey 10 days with our ship. Delay Ziko Vyose Sefinto Vechamisha Yoima. And now our ships, the wind was so good, took us so fast, we made it in 5 days. Hey, since the strong winds came, the strong winds made that we revived in 5 days. So Morris says, Nofel alive, he therefore fell upon them, the Katlinu, and killed them all out. In other words, as soon as he saw that they were saying the prophet that there will come a nation to kill them out, he saw he had the right to kill them out, so he was the one that went to kill them out now. Right then, says the Mishnah, B'moitzoi Yomtif, the end of the first day Yomtif, they made a big tikkun. So the more my tikkun go, what was the big tikkun they made? Omer Reb Lezer Kiyosu Shishin, like we learned. Chaloka Hoysav Rishayna. At the beginning it was nice and smooth. Vekifu Gizustra. And he made it there wasn't any small anymore. In other words, the walls of the Ezra's Noshim at the beginning was smooth. But later, they made it surrounded like with gallery. With Gizustras, with the projections. That was one takona they made. For his kino, they made another takona, shiyo noshim yeshvas mamalo, that the ezvas noshim, the women should be upstairs, via noshim almata, and the men, the shasa simcha ves shweva, should be downstairs. So Rashi learns, vikifu gizustrios, noisnan zizim, so they made projections from the wall. Min ha kaisel sov, the sov of a hole, shona misadvenas, gutl luchim, but that was the place where the Noshim used to stay, the Shasta Simcha Vesha Shweva. And from there they would see it. But later they made another takona, that the women should be upstairs and the men downstairs. Now Tana Rabbonim, we go to the Brice like this. But we showing at the beginning, Hoyu Noshim Yifnim, the women would be inside. The Yanoshim Yivachutz, and the men would be dancing outside. Well, you're boiling the day Kalash Rosh, and it came that the men and women were talking together. It came Kalash Rosh, wasn't good. They lost the Yerushimayim. Is Eskino Shiyul Noshim Yoishros Mibachut, that the Snasaki and the women should be outside the Azara. The Yanoshim Mifnim, and the men should be inside. The Yadayin Hoyubun, they call us Rosh. It still didn't help. They still came to look or watch and talk to one another with Kalas Rosh. And therefore, Eskino, they finally made the final takono, Shiyul Noshim Yoishros Mimalam. The women should be standing above. The Yanoshim Mulmata, and the men should be on bottom. For the Gemara Hechi, Yobit Hochi, wanted to do like this. I will see if the Pasuk says, I call the Chsav Yad Hashem Ola Hiskel, that the way the Binyan based on Middash has to be, you can't change it. The way it's supposed to be, that's the way it is. We have no right to change the Binyan. So how would you right here to build an Ezra's Noshim like on top, to keep the women on top and the men on bottom? So Amar Rav says, Kroash B'chul B'dorish. They found the Pasuk and they're dashing from the Pasuk. So it's not Pshat, they made up something new. They're dashing the Pasuk, that's why they're allowed to do it. So Rashi learns before me, b'fnim inside means b'ezras noshim. First they were standing, in, the women were standing, in, the men were standing inside. And b'bachutz b'rechov v'shal harabayis, on the outside of the harabayis. So and then they switched around the other way, and then they switched the men downstairs and the women upstairs. So Kasha was, how can they change around the binyan based image? You're not allowed to change it. The Torah says, no, we found the posig and we dashed from this posig that you have a right to do this. Yeah, so the Mor goes on and says that Omar Rav Kro Askechu v'Dorish. They found the posik and they darshin. The posik says v'Softo Oritz Mish.